Buonasera, guys and dolls. It is Sunday, September 16th, 2012, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra Lungeon of toliveandgrindinla.com, broadcasting to you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. I'll start out tonight's broadcast with the song Pretty In It by Subway Strippers.
As I run upside, dealing to the down till I come inside. Run and hide, better fuck your pride. Gotta stay safe, eat great pumpkin pie. Really gotta go, it's about that time. Million little bros gotta search and find. Scramble and scurry, rambo and fury. Advance to a hurry to that land and no mercy. Damn, better learn these scams, but they hurt me. Hands on the shirt, she glances like, ooh. I'm like, certainly, pass the slurpee. Don't tease me, but girl, you can jerk me. Dirty, my girt tease. the flirting, and her scream alerts me times 13. Her perky's overt me, a sure thing. I'm bursting with pure steam and cursing.
I've been gone all day, it's working. You've been to your feet, it's hurting. One thing we both know for certain, I'm gonna lay you down and serve you. I've been gone all day, it's working. You've been to your feet, it's hurting. One thing we both know for certain, I'm gonna lay you down and serve it.
Serve it like food, yes I'll take a dish. Like I just made a wish, naked bliss, waist glistening. Sweat beads lay in position, it's Madam Galactic compassion. But that is a mass interaction, lasting for mad years to passing. Asses attacking my shafts and squirming, determined, deferment. Nursing her furnace and whirlwind, sure is so perfect. Oh girl gives purpose for nerve endings, word kid. Curve hips and her lips, some curtains. Virgins with no sense of worthless. Her perky's a murk me, a sure thing. I'm bursting with pure steam and cursing.
I've been gone all day, it's working. You've been to your feet, it's hurting. One thing we both know for certain, I'm gonna lay you down and serve it. I've been gone all day, it's working. You've been to your feet, it's hurting. One thing we both know for certain, I'm gonna lay you down and serve it.
Take off your shoes, I'll unbutton your blouse. Parents ain't home, we could fuck in the house. So you could shout, rug or the couch. I prefer the easy chair, it comes with a bounce. Pull your pants down, let me see your booty shorts. Slick around your hips, drip to your beauty mark. Sit you on my lap, kiss you on your back. Clap the lights off so we could do it in the dark.
I've been gone all day, it's working. You've been to your feet, it's hurting. One thing we both know for certain, I'm gonna lay you down and serve it. I've been gone all day, it's working.
Here. And I actually, okay, I started translating some of my erotic stories into French, and my intention is to translate all of them into French, Spanish, and Italian. And I'm strongest in French, so I'm starting out with that and with the shorter erotic stories, because it takes a while to try and preserve the meaning when you cross over to different languages and all this. But I think I did a pretty, you know, banging job. I sent it over to a French friend of mine, a native French Parisian friend, and he looked it over, and there's only two minor corrections. Otherwise, I did it exactly correctly. So, yay, thank you to my graduate university out there in New York for training me so well. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead and give you a song here, and I'll be right back with you. And perhaps I'll go ahead and read it. It's very short. I translated The Whitewash, which appeared on my website maybe, two or three weeks ago in English, and I will read its French version, Blanc de Chaux. So if you don't speak French, you can just, like, go back to my site or something and try and follow along. But it'll sound real pretty, I can promise that. But, yes, here we are. Let me go ahead and give you another song. I will play Noise Problems by Tommy Tornado, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And otherwise, here you go. Noise Problems by Tommy Tornado.
Thank you.
That was Noise Problems by Tommy Tornado. And, please allow me to do, you know what, I'm going to play an erotic story, an audio erotic story real quick, and I'll be right back with you. I'm looking to replace this battery, which is in danger of just dying right now. My little Pepito, he likes to chew on things, and so, yes, that means nothing's off limits, not even batteries, or battery H cords, what have you. Yes, anyway, let me give you one more song, and I will be right back with you, promise, promise. Or, you know what, that erotica, pardon. My Bloody Mary, here you go.
Vivian, where the fuck do you think you're going?
I'm right here, Sam. What do you want from me?
I haven't seen Rosemary since Friday night. Last I knew, she was with you.
Oh.
Oh, all you could say is, oh, don't fucking keep secrets from me. What have you done with my heart?
You think I have something to do with her being so suddenly MIA? Maybe I should be asking you, mister.
Don't get cute with me. Cut the shit. Tell me where she is. This is no time for your silly little mind games. And why are you wearing the necklace I gave her?
You really want to know?
Of course I do.
Fine. If you must know, I'll tell you. I found her in the bath. A leg splayed over the rim of the tub. Her red hair shaved and stubbly over her plump vaginal lips. Her other lips were bruised. A shockingly sensual shade of violet. Her fingers were clenched tightly, grasping at something unknown, but decidedly uninvited. Those eyes. I chose not to take more than a passing glance. They had obviously seen it all. But they were stuck. Fixated. Capturing it, me. Forevermore. And they were judging me. Why did they continue to do that? Why are they still? Shall I pluck them out? Rosemary, Rosemary, Rosemary. Even in death, she mocks me. You should have seen it coming, Stone. That bitch. I just can't help the fact that I love you.
I met the devil last month and I can shake the image from my head. Never this much have I felt the way I feel today. Feel my skin peel away, nothing feels real to me. Red Bull still awake. I just wanna have wings and grab things like a bag of weed, a cash, $3 million giveaway. Still a product in the race, kill them all literally. You can't fathom my life until it's history. Write a book on Kyle's hooks, Kyle is a beast. Grab a hearse, this rapper's verse, try and get deceased. My mom's left when I was 6 months old. Tried to warm back up the flame, but the bitch got cold. So I sniffed that snow, hit that tro, drink until I'm shit can't blow. I just want some X-O's, fuck a tic-tac-toe. I'ma spit that flow, till I'm filthy, stinking rich, I resist that gold. Damn, and I hit that hoe. Bitch tried to run her mouth and her lip got swole. Yeah, that's a chick I know. Fat ass, big tits, and some sick ass dope. funky little attitude, so that shit must go. But I can make a toes curl, show the clit it's roll. I'm the shit and it shows, belligerent, independent. I'm a prick that flows.
Chip on my shoulder.
And some hipster clothes. They used to call me white boy, now I fit the mold. That's some bullshit. Niggas do whatever the TV say. Me, I invented the show. Now excuse me for a moment while I clap for myself. Met the devil last month and I asked him for help. Now excuse me for a moment while I clap for myself. Met the devil last month and I asked him for help.
That was Met the Devil by Kyle Young. Yes. And so just before that, I was playing My Bloody Mary, which is a story I wrote, a dialogue I wrote last year, around April or May of last year. Okay. So, yes. I'll go ahead briefly here and go ahead and read The Whitewash en français. So here you go. Blanc de Chaux. Glissant goutte à goutte le long de ces murs, les sucreries de ta virilité, elles ne peuvent marcher, elles marchent. Elles se lèvent avant qu'elles échouent. Une dizaine de millions s'entoure. Les agotes poupées ingénues rétentent ta requête de nuit. There we go. The end. Yes. I'm scrolling down through Microsoft Word. And there you are. So, yes. What was I going to mention? Oh, I guess as far as news, news for everyone, for Amazon, Amazon has now begun to charge sales tax in California. And they had held out from doing that for quite some time. But now they are. However, from what I've read, if you purchase from third parties on Amazon's platform, you still avoid that additional tax, Californians and Los Angelinos among you. So, yes, wanted to mention that. Ooh, what else was there? There have been tons of, like, fires. We've had a crazy heat wave out here in L.A. It's been well past 100 degrees for, like, the past close to a week now. It's like 104 in some parts, and there were fires along, like, near the Getty Museum, and Sepulveda Pass was shut down, I believe yesterday or the day before that. For quite some time, they weren't sure how far that fire would extend, but they were able to contain it, and I guess it's better sooner rather than later, because they're going to be doing Carmageddon Part 2, in 2 weeks. In 2 weekends from now, they'll be having the shutdown of the 405 freeway to make improvements and this sort of thing. But I did see lists of different businesses that are trying to make that just a little bit better for, you know, cutting into your work or home route to and fro. But I believe it was on, Ranker.com. Where they mentioned tons of places that are given discounts, like if you want to go horseback riding in the Hollywood area, the Sunset Ranch, Horse Ranch will give like 10% off every Tuesday already, but then they have additional discounts specifically for Carmageddon. And there's like, what was it, $20 one-hour full massage at this massage institute. I'll get the exact name. I have to go grab my other notebook during a pause or something. But there's at least 20 to 30 different businesses in the Los Angeles area that are trying to help make that terrible traffic nightmare a little bit better, or ease your mind or what have you. But yes. Let me go ahead and play a song for you. I'm going to try to grab that notebook if I can. There's like, yes, there's wires and all these things everywhere, and I got to try to navigate through them. But I'll be right back with you. In the meanwhile, I'll go ahead and give you a song. Let's play. I haven't heard this song in a while. I'll play Promise by Voodoo Head, and then I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Here you go.
Coming up next, we have some music by Voodoo Head Music Project. This is their song, Promise.
Okay, yes. So let me go ahead and give you those names that I was trying to find it. I got the notebook, y'all. It's all good. Yes, so it's the Southern California Healing Institute, which is offering that $20 full-body massage. So, yes, you guys can check into that, local people. Let's see, Old Pasadena Food Tasting Tour. You can save $5 off of their food tasting tour, and you can check that out at meltingpottours.com. For the horseback riding, their website is sunsetranchhollywood.com, and they're doing a buy 1 hour horse ride, get one free every Tuesday. I actually checked out that site, and it turned into this long, long rabbit hole of me looking up all kinds of random tidbits and facts about horses. I've always thought horses were amazing, but it was just fun to actually learn, like, the nuts and bolts in regards to these lovely beings. But, yes, I was looking at some cool stuff and, like, horsetrader.com, all these weird and wonderful things. And it made me want a pony really bad one day, someday, somehow. That would be awesome. And let's see, last one that I wrote down for these Carmageddon deals for California or Los Angeles was the Kiehl's Makeup Institute or Merchandise Shop. They're having a free facial offer in Manhattan Beach. So anybody nearby can have a gander and have a free facial. Who doesn't like facials, huh? Yes. What else was there? Okay. So, Expos, yes. They had an official kickoff this evening, but the full festivities begin tomorrow. I was actually supposed to be there, but I can't be there. I'm so sorry. I wish I could. I actually was there last year when I was there to give a seminar for the European Summit in Prague on monetizing authenticity. And last year it was actually reversed. So the Prague summit was first, and then Expo today, or this year, it's the opposite. So yes, they've begun, and they actually just launched an official Expo Awards 2013 site with an official trailer and everything. So if you want to see more of that, just go to expos.com, and you'll see that article, which will lead you directly there. But otherwise, it's just expozawards.com for anybody that's into adult entertainment, adult stars, all these yummy things. There you go. There's your avenue to explore. Let's see. Where are we now? Should I do some music? Should I read some news? I don't know. It's funny. I spend a lot of time reading news every day, like tons of different things, and I don't know. I always hesitate what to mention and what not, because there's so many, like, not that awesome things that are going on right now in the world today. It interests me, but it's like a downer, so I try to limit that here. But I don't know. Feel free to let me know how you feel about anything going on in the world today, if you think it's cool and it deserves mentioning, or just like, ugh, no, let's stay far away from that. Feel free to let me know. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. In the meanwhile, let me give you something delightful. Let's see. How about... I'll do Stimulus Package by Leslie Harding, and I'll be right back with you. Here you go. I cry. was Stimulus Package by the Wesley Harding Band. Okay, so as we get to the witching hour, no, the lovely, wonderful feature guest time, I'm going to go ahead and read Carl Jung's bio for you all to get you all up to speed. But yes, Carl Jung has always been surrounded by art, whether it was the work of his artist dad, Joe Jung Jr., or music. But it's the music that has really moved Kyle. Born in Hartford, Kyle grew up in Springfield, Massachusetts. His grandfather's piano and then a Casio keyboard gave Kyle a way to express himself, creating his own beats and music. He began writing in freshman year at Cathedral High School. He made his first recording in 2004 with a friend, Dan Scatterbox Shales, who introduced Kyle to the idea of rapping. Kyle can be found creating compositions and expanding their realm with the moving image. Kyle graduated in 2011 with a BFA in Cinema and Television from Columbia College Hollywood in Los Angeles. Kyle's groups have included Collabo and Soggy Rotten. His Are You Sleeping music video with Natasha Ramos has been on national TV, and his songs have been used in films such as Collabo's Can You and Copper Penny, and Morbid, A Love Story. Kyle's solo, Bang, was also used in Morbid, A Love Story. So yes, quite the accomplishments. Yes, yes. Alrighty, so I guess we will start that interview very, very shortly. But in the meanwhile, I'll play a little ditty for you. Of me, I'll go ahead and play. Oh, where did it go? Oh, la la. Oh, wait. Yes, yes. Excuse me, y'all. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play The Sweetest Death as we warm up.
Boy.
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh, gimme, gimme, gimme. Your lust. The throttle, the glide, you want to slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And side, real high, you ride. My lust.
This is Playtime with Sandra Radio. Sandra speaking.
Hi, this is Kyle Jung.
Hello, Kyle Jung. How are you?
I am excellent. I'm excellent. This is actually my first time listening to the show.
Wow.
I mean, I've listened to bits and pieces, but it's a weird feeling hearing yourself like out of context when you're not playing your own stuff. So that's really awesome. I really appreciate what you guys are doing with the show.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Well, you've been missing out, buddy, because I've played your songs quite a bit.
I've heard. Something always comes up. I, like, mean to, like, go listen, and it's like, oh, we got to go do this, or, like, we got to, you know, I have to, you know what I'm saying, or just end up doing something. So this was a good Sunday for me, and it's a really surreal feeling. It's like, wow, people are hearing my stuff, and I have no idea, you know, like, you're all down yourself, like, you know. You don't even realize what you can be having on people. So, again, it's really awesome. Love it.
Well, we love your music. One of my favorites is The Out Crowd.
That was
a lot of fun. Yes. But how long altogether have you been just going out as Kyle Jung? Because I, in reading that bio, getting my own self up to speed, Collabo, I've played a few of the songs from Collabo, but I was not familiar with Soggy Rotten. I've mostly been familiar with the songs where it's just by you. So how long have you been doing just you?
Well, I mean, I've always been doing just me. I used to, like, rap under the name K-A-Y-W-H-Y, and that was, like, I mean, literally started in, like, 05, 06. But I've always had, like, the groups, you know, Collabo is me and Chad Addison. You know, I started really making music with him. And that was around the same time. And Soggy Rotten was really around the same time, too. But Kyle Jung is, like, as of, like, 08, and it's my real name. I didn't really want like the KY jelly stigma. It was cool and all. It was unique, easy to find me on Google. But it was just like, yeah, it was too much, you know, like in a hip hop world, they're like, KY, what the fuck, you know what I mean? So it was cool. Like, I mean, looking back, like I was probably just like really paranoid about it. And it probably would have been cool, but I just got sick of it. You know what I mean? It was just like
something just, a bit more distinctive.
Yeah. KY is actually a lot more distinctive than Kyle Young because there's a million Kyle Youngs.
It's anonymous, yet it's not.
Who knows? People still call me KY all the time, though. Most people call me KY anyways, but.
Okay.
This might is literally my initials, so you know what I mean. But it's like, fuck that. I can't. No one's taking me.
So, what was it like? You got to tell me about this this schooling that you had as far as Columbia College and Hollywood. Tell me more. Is this like was this for acting or composition solely? Like, is it only?
I went to film school to be a director. I went to the University of Massachusetts first. I always wanted to do film. And I got there and they only had, like, communication. So I was like, I need something a little more, like, you know, catered to what I want to do. So I went over to L.A. and went to film school. And it was pretty awesome. You know, I was doing music at the time. So I got really lucky because one of the classes that they offered was music video directing class. So...
Oh, nice.
I had a lot of friends that were in the class.
Does that mean that you directed yours? You directed your
No,
your
no.
Video?
Even not at first. Like, I just, my friends, they would take that class, and they would need an artist, and they would just pick me. So, like,
ooh.
The year, like 07, 08, I had, like, 6 music videos, like, that year, you know what I mean? And it was for
nice.
Free, you know, I didn't have to really drop any money. And, you know, I was learning. You know, video and film techniques while going to school. I was building my
You got your
network.
Credits in there, right?
Everything. It was like a really sweet situation. I suggest, like, any, you know, aspiring music artist, go to film school, just especially now that everyone's shooting their own stuff. And, you know, I was kind of, like, ahead of my time. You know, it was just kind of a fluke. And now I see there's a lot of rappers that are coming up that are music video directors, and they're shooting their stuff. And so, you know, I mean...
Well, you know, one of my favorite artists whose videos I've always liked, I don't know how much of a hand he personally had in it, but, like, Busta Rhymes, his videos have always been pretty exceptional. Like, Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See, Break Your Neck, all these different ones. He's always thinking outside the box or those kind of things.
Yeah. I just recently saw an interview with him. He's when they're in the mixing process, they watch movies, you know, because it takes so long. And so, like, for instance, Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See, they're watching Coming to America, the Eddie Murphy movie, like the whole, like, African, like the whole thing in the beginning. So he said that's what that video is based off of. He's like, he loves movies. And
that's definitely apparent in that. Yeah, for anybody listening in, I'm sure you guys can understand and chime in on that. Yes, very, very Coming to America, very much. I like
it.
But have you made any films like that maybe had music as an underlying theme, but where you just wanted to actually make like a short film or any of this? Or do you keep it music based?
What do you mean as far as like just my creation
for
process?
You. Yeah, like
I'm definitely music first. Like once in a while I'll get like, okay, I want to make a song that I know I want the video to be like this, like, you know, based off an idea. But I'm usually pretty music first. You know, I usually base it off of, like, what I'm feeling, you know, at the time. You know, like, for instance, like the song you played, Homework. Like, I think I was, like, literally having sex while making that song. Like, I would go, like, have sex, record the first verse. Go have more sex, record this. I swear to, like, you know, I mean, yeah, that's a rare case, but that did happen that night. And, you know, so it's really based off of that. And there's actually supposed to be a video for that, but we never finished it. But.
Well, did you thank that young lady afterwards for her inspiration?
I'm sure she got enough thanks that night and all that stuff. And it was my girlfriend at the time, you know, it was kind of her job, you know what I mean? But, yeah, and I understand. Understood.
Wow.
That's
funny.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, definitely music is my passion, you know. The film school, honestly, it was just like really an excuse to get out to LA to like my parents, because I couldn't tell them, hey, I want to be a rapper, I want to be in LA, I want to be famous, you know what I'm saying? So I had to give them something concrete, you know, and that was film school. And it ended up working in my favor really well, more than I even imagined. I wasn't even thinking about shooting music videos when I went out. It didn't even cross my mind, and it was just like, this is so amazing, you know. And now I can help people where I'm from, you know, with their videos and help my peers, you know,
right.
get good visuals.
Well, do you have, like, have you started, you should do, like, instructional YouTube videos or, like, some kind of sign in and listen to my class, you know, like, professorial.
True.
That would be kind of cool.
I've actually,
I would sign up.
yeah, maybe I will make some money or something, or just for free, who knows. Definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like my business now, you know, I shoot videos for people. I think if I tell too many people the secrets, then I'll stop getting hired, though, so I might have to, you know what I mean, be a little careful with that, but yeah, definitely, maybe when I'm, you know, a little bit older, I'm ready to settle down and, you know, stop all the running, I'll, you know, put some DVDs out or something, like, this is how you correctly...
No, I disagree. I think you should do it now because you get older every minute. So you might as well
choose
the day, choose the minute, the moment, all that
true,
kind of
true,
stuff.
True.
But what was growing up in Massachusetts like? I have a few friends from Massachusetts, but I've only been there like maybe two or three times. So what was it like growing up there?
It's like any other place. You know, when you're young, you don't know anything else unless you've traveled, which I hadn't. So, you know, it just is what it is. But I definitely always had this, like, longing feeling to go to the West Coast. I don't know where it came from. Like, maybe I went out there vacation
Fresh
when I was younger. Fresh Prince, everything, you know, every TV show, of course. You know, warm weather, palm trees, all that stuff. And so, you know, I got to, you know, but I was always kind of, like, scared to be like, you know, my parents, you know, I want to, you know, go to college. And Hollywood, you know, they wouldn't get it. They wouldn't understand. And so I went to UMass first, but you know, I went out to LA and I loved it, you know.
Wait, UMass, is that Amherst or is there more than one?
Yeah, Amherst, yep.
Okay,
yep.
Okay. All right. Just making I try to keep track of the colleges. No. Just because, like, I don't know, growing up when I was looking at different universities, when I was in high school, I wanted to be far away. from California at the time I did, so I looked as far away as possible. So I looked over on the East Coast and like the Southeast. I actually ended up getting accepted to University of Florida originally. I feel you on that as far as wanting to sometimes just kind of get away for a while. So
yeah, there's nothing here. I mean, it's always the same. It's very small, you know, just a scene. It's really easy to be really popular here since it's so small, but it's just not as rewarding, you know. I mean, New York is right there. Boston is, you know, right there. But, you know, unless you're there, it's just not the same. You know, just the people that you just deal with on a daily basis just don't have a certain mindset
There's definitely an energy in certain cities, and when you're not there, you know, you feel the difference. And New York was, like, almost too overwhelming for me the first time I ever visited.
No, New York is definitely crazy, but that's like, my second, like, choice of residence if I had to pick one. You know, L.A., New York, you know. It might be a great possibility. That'll be my next place. It's just, you know, I'm, like, crazy, like, ADD, like, short attention span, so like I need like movement or else I just get really bored and depressed. Makes good music though. But
just start a tour. Have you toured? Have you had a chance to just kind of go on the road, get a tour bus or even an Amtrak pass something?
That's my next step. I've actually been home in Mass for about a year now because we shot a movie. My dad, he's a book author. He's now a movie producer, basically. So I help produce.
What kind of book?
It's a what kind of book would you call it? It's a novel It's basically about a con man that meets a preacher, and they, like, join forces because the con man gets arrested and put in jail, and he meets a preacher in jail, and they join forces and basically change the world. And it's called Diamond Rough, and we shot a movie this summer. It's a full-length feature film, so it looks pretty legit. If you go to diamondruffmovie.com, rough is spelled R-U-F-F, you can check that out. It's on the nakedgirlsradio.com website. If you poke around a little bit, you'll find it there. Maybe I'll repost it.
You should. Everybody out there, yeah, and send, if you have any links, feel free to send them my way. I'll put them on my own website to help you promote it. That sounds cool.
Definitely, yeah. So we have some awesome name talent in it. Fredro Starr, he was in the rap group Onyx. He was in Save the Last Dance.
Onyx, the slam song.
Yeah, exactly. He's our star. He plays Diamond Rough in the movie. So, you know, we have some other name talent, and yeah, we're still working on it. We're almost done, and it'll be coming to you soon. You'll definitely hear about it and see it and stuff. So that's why I'm here. The whole tour thing, that's definitely my next step. That's something I want to do. You know, work on a Diamond Rough soundtrack. So I'm just hoping to get some.
Yeah, will you be able to, like, collaborate with Fredro?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's a done deal. I know I haven't yet, you know, believe it or not, but, you know, the soundtrack and all that stuff, you know, that's a done deal. It's going to happen, you know. It's, like, on my, like, to-do list. And, you know, I want to get, you know, bigger collabs and, you know, all this stuff and, you know, record deal and, you know, start the whole tour thing and all that stuff. You know, it's just a matter of time and resources and all that stuff, but it's going to happen, you know. I don't see
a lot of things
that aren't going to happen, so it will. It's just a matter of time. And like you said, you get older every day, so, you know, I'm just as anxious and, you know. But
yes. Take the opportunities as they come, definitely. Yeah. Now, it's really funny because I remember growing up when that slam song came out. It's like Onyx and House of Pain were two of my favorite groups at that particular time.
Yep.
I remember staying up really, like, as late as I could. And we actually had, like, a teenage babysitter. It was kind of funny. But staying up as late as I could to call the radio station, the local radio station, and just wait on hold and, like, ask, like, okay, what would you like to play? I'm like, Onyx. And they didn't really play very much hip-hop at all. And I'm like, no, trust me, it's awesome. Just play it. And I stayed up and, like, kept calling until they actually did play it.
You might have some part in some of their success then. That's kind of interesting.
No,
you should have had Fredro up on tour and be like, yo.
I liked his bald head always. It was hot. So.
Yeah, Fredro's that dude. I just saw him, like, last month. Other people, Snoop from The Wire, the TV show, the HBO show, is in our film, too. Michael Collier, the comedian, is in the film, too.
Oh,
you know,
Comic View.
I mean, it's coming, you know. It's just, I'm just, like, you know, just biding my time, you know, and just, you know, I'm trying to not get impatient with it. I know that it's bigger than me. It's a bigger movement, and, you know, I'm positioned very nicely in it, so it's just time, and it's going to be different about a year from now, you know, really different. I'm just going to continue to make great music. You'll see me on MTV. You know, I'm already taking those steps as it is.
Are you presently on MTV, or you're planning to launch on there soon?
I'm planning to launch on there soon. I'm on the website. I have an artist page on there now.
Okay.
I did some distribution a couple years ago for this Are You Sleeping song. It was, you know, but I didn't, like, write and produce it like that. So, you know, it wasn't my thing. It was just, I got, you know, hired to do it. But, you know, I have my plans, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, and I'm all self-produced. So, you know, at any moment I could have that hit song and hit video that can, you know, take off. It's just a matter of right combination, right people singing it. And just, you know, just me just having that experience that leads up to that, you know, it just takes time.
Hmm.
Some people hit it immediately. Some people it takes a couple of years, but as long as you keep going.
Well, if it takes years, then that means you have staying power, and it will be that much easier to keep going. Because if you get success way too fast, it can burn out, and you don't know how to have the discipline, you know, to bide the times, the in-between times. So I think it's good when any artist, any group, any project, if you're willing to put in, like, the blood, sweat, and tears, that you can, you'll see the benefits thereafter. I feel like a grandma today. It's Grandparents' Day, y'all.
Anyway, I don't know. I didn't even know there was a Grandparents' Day.
I did not know that either until, like, earlier this month. And I was like, what? Really? But, I mean, it's cool. But, yeah.
They get Mother's and Father's Day already. What are they doing? You know, I think a group of grandparents made that up.
Hey, they deserve it. They deserve it. That's cool.
Yeah, I know. They 2 days out of the year.
Yes, yes. Alrighty. Well, I'm going to play, if you can stay on the line with me, I'm going to play one of your songs. And for anybody listening in, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. And I'm going to play Tremor by Kyle Young. And I will be right back, and so will Kyle Young. Here we go.
How are you doing that?
To magic carpet.
It's lovely.
You don't want to go for a ride, do you? We could get out of the palace, see the world.
Is it safe?
Sure. Do you trust me? Trust me? Trust me?
Roll up the block for faint, for flames, let's get high. Roll up the good, I got a vibe, let's get high. God, I've never been so damn. Roll up a blunt, I poke your gun.
I see a puff of smoke emitting from your soft lips. Slow-mo in real time to some bomb piss. Lost in your sexy persona. The way you hit a blunt is like a veteran smoker. Medical bow glows with the handies don't choke you. You'll be dead when I poke you like the end of a roach. Yeah, eyes low as I blow you a shotgun. You a gangster and I know that you want one. You can cop one, come close to my Glock, hun. Blow it in your face, take it in, swap gum. We can fuck in a moment, other Dutch you can roll it. I'ma watch cause you're sexy and you know it. Feeling good like my sack that you holding. Two big nugs and a rat that is golden. Whoa. An immaculate roasting, take the lighter out. Goddamn magical potion.
Roll up the blunt for fame, for flames, let's get high. Roll up the good, I got a vibe, let's get high. God, I've never been so damn. Roll up a blunt, I poke your gun. Let's get high. Come on, let's fly, baby girl. Magic carpet ride, baby girl. We'll go so high, baby girl. I'm on the fly, baby girl. Hit me.
I'm in a trance, feeling like an animal. In a cage that was built out of panties, yo. Can we blow some more for you to climb on top? You love me when I'm wild and I got that iron cock. I love you when you high and you don't mind a drop. And the sun wouldn't shine if you and I ever stopped. I'm talking crazy, but right now we building chemtrails. After we done, I'ma sketch you with a pencil. You kiss well, you lick well, my dick swells. Pussy wetter than a fucking sunken ship sail. We playing just a tip now. You remind me of a princess with a rip veil. Something naughty and I see you bitch your lip wild. This position is the best and we could take another hit. Wow, we fall into a big cloud. I'm living it tripped out and your tip is out.
Come on, let's fly, baby girl. Carpet ride, baby girl. We'll go so high, baby girl. I'm on the fly, baby girl. Hit me. Roll up the blunt for me, for flames, let's get high. Roll up the good, I got a vibe, let's get high. Oh my, I got a death, I've been so dead. Roll up a blunt, I poke your gun.
Tremors by Kyle Young. I'm going to play one more song, and then I will be continuing my interview with Kyle Young himself. I wanted to play VIP by K. Morrow. I played this at the top of last week's episode. It's a lot of fun, and of course, it's French, but I'd like to play it now, and I want to hear Kyle's insight on to whether he likes international rap, or at least this guy's brand of it. I think it's pretty awesome. Everybody tune in, and then we will continue the interview with Kyle Young. Here we go. What was I gonna? Oh yes, Your YouTube. Okay, do you have one official YouTube? Because I know when I was looking at your videos on YouTube.com that I came across two different ones. I wasn't sure which one might be your official one or if neither is the case. But that's where I saw one of your videos and actually posted on my website probably 2 months ago, back when we almost had our interview.
I only have one official one. Which two are you seeing?
Okay, I saw one that was probably, I can bring it up, but it was like the KYKYWHY. And then there was another one, but it had you with a collaboration with another artist or redoing a song of someone else or in collaboration with another artist. And that had a different, like, YouTube channel. At the precise moment, it would take a second to bring it, but...
KY is my official one. Google changed it now, though. They asked me if I wanted to, like, use my first name now, so it might be under, like, Kyle Young. But, like, if you still go to, like, youtube.com/KYKYWHY, it'll pop up.
Yeah.
I don't know what the other one is.
Very rambunctious with that. The whole YouTube Google thing. They want to verify everyone.
Luckily my name is Kyle Young, so it kind of worked in my favor. But I'd be pretty pissed if I didn't use my real name. You know what I mean? So it kind of worked out. But yeah, at first I didn't want to do it because I was like, no. But I kind of like it because I kind of still want to get away from that. The whole KY thing, you know. And again, if you know me as KY, you know me as KY. And
right.
My name is Kyle Young, so, you know, either way, it's like the same thing.
It works.
But
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the other one would have been, unless it was like Happenstance 33. Which
it had numbers
like
in it. I know it had numbers in it, so it's likely that it's likely that that was it. Like, seriously, when I run across something, like, I probably have at any time 5 to 10 or more windows or tabs open, and I'll write it down, but I also have, like, now I have at least 40 notebooks. So that is why on the spot it's hard. But I did remember that KAYWHY one that led me to...
I don't know what other YouTube that would have been, though, because, I mean,
The one that has the video with you on, like, the top of a roof, and you're looking out over it, and then walking down the street of a busy city street. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank at this very exact moment, but
I didn't think of what video that would be.
It was awesome.
Sure, me? No, I mean,
that's what I know for sure. When I see it, like, once we're done with this broadcast, I'm going to go through my blog post and I'll repost the link on Twitter, and then you'll see which one I'm talking about, and then therein will lie that actual channel from which it came. But yes, that was a really cool video. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I don't even know. I can't even think of the only video I can think of where I've been on like a rooftop. Is like the I Chill video, and that's like really, really
cool. You're making me want to bring it up now. I'm just like,
I know, I'm like, I'm curious. I want to know.
I might have to do that.
Don't kill yourself doing it, but you know, I guess we'll figure it out. But I would like to say that I have a new mixtape that's coming out this Wednesday. It's called Peanut Butter and Mushrooms.
okay.
I'm releasing it. Yeah, absolutely. I'm releasing it. You can buy it on Bandcamp.com. And I'm also releasing it as an interactive interactive mixtape on YouTube. So that means like you can like actually like click the tracks and it'll go to it. And it's all like on YouTube. Someone called it like a online DVD menu type of thing. So that'll be out. If you poke around NakedGirlsRadio.com, plug. You'll be able to find a little sneak preview of it, but otherwise it'll just have to wait for Wednesday, where it will be public for all to see.
Sweet. Okay, and so this Bandcamp, is it bandcamp.com/Kyle Young? Is that how we would find you?
That's a good question. See,
okay, well, hold on. Everybody out there, just search his name on Bandcamp.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's like KyleYoung.bandcamp.com or something. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I have to go to my computer.
Google it, everyone. Google
it. Yeah, it's KyleYoung.bandcamp.com. But, I mean, if you just search, like, on Wednesday, just search, like, Kyle Young peanut butter and mushrooms mixtape, you'll be able to find it just as well.
Okay, and are you on other band / musician social media ish type sites like Reverb or SoundCloud or any of these?
Yeah, I'm on SoundCloud. The Kyle Young. You can find me under that on SoundCloud. Twitter, The Kyle Young. Facebook, The Kyle Young. Yeah, if you pretty much just search The Kyle Young, Kyle Young Pirate. It's another alias of mine. I'll pop right up. You know, even if you search KY.
Pirate? Where does that come from? I like pirates.
It comes from me being a pirate, I guess. I have this, no, really, I have. I got this idea to do pirate music. I want to do pirate hip hop. So, again, on this mixtape that's coming out, track number 2, it's called Skin and Bones. That is my first venture into the pirate rap world. It's a pretty awesome song.
Okay,
that's kind of a rock
feel to it. Explain this to me. What is the pirate genre of hip-hop?
Pirate genre of hip-hop is that aggressive, don't give a fuck, just get rowdy, drink rum, party hard type of music. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you just think of, like, the best party you've ever been to, that as a lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? So anyone can be a pirate. Like, if you feel that, like, you're too timid.
Every day? Like, as your job? That's hard.
Yeah, I mean, you don't literally have to be like, you know, hammered every day, but just as an attitude boost. You know, anyone that's ever felt shy or, you know, timid or quiet, like, you can embrace this lifestyle.
Yeah.
Bring it out and pursue your dreams, follow your dreams, and get stuff done. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's almost like a game that you can do with yourself. Just remember that you're a pirate and you can do anything.
Yeah,
you know?
at least behind the screen with your video games. Y'all.
Something.
And if you're too shy, I don't know. That's cool. I'm going to check that song out, Skin and Bones. You said it has sort of a rock edge to it, some kind of angsty.
Yeah, it's more rock. My friend James Edwards produced it for me. I had expressed to him that I wanted to do this.
Any relation to John?
No.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Maybe, though. I don't know. You'd have to ask him. I'm going to try to get him on the site. He's in China right now.
Nice. What is he doing in China?
He's studying abroad and stuff, doing that the studious thing. I don't know.
I hope she's lovely.
Studying abroad. Yeah,
just
yeah.
Kidding.
That's
no.
good. That's good. That's good.
You know what?
I didn't know you're Canadian too.
I have an interesting sense of humor sometimes. No, what actually made me think of that was, okay, a few years ago, I might actually go ahead and do something with the idea, but I write erotica and things of this nature, but I was actually thinking of writing a book about studying abroad, but it would be set in the future where instead of, like, the usual, okay, you're in university, you're going to spend your junior year out of the country, it would be, okay, you go and spend a year out of the country, but you're also changing your gender for 1 year. And it's, like, in the future, so it's, like, commonplace, and everything's fully repositionable and all this stuff. But where, yeah, it would be a love story of, like, you know, a dude going to some far-flung area without his appendages, you know, or having them different and meeting, you know, his counter opposite and falling in love, and it would be awesome and futuristic. But anyways, that's what
that's what
made me think of that tangent. But yes. Yeah, I
that's so cool.
It. Like,
sounds like a TLC like special or something, but this is like a theatrical narrative. No, not like bad in like that way.
Never mind, like, that's fine. TLC is fine. I thought at first I was, you know, like Lifetime, or I'm like, come on.
No, like, from like this really like science, like psychological study standpoint.
Yeah.
No, nothing soft. Okay.
No, this would definitely not be soft. This would be very interesting, I think. I don't know. We'll see.
I live from Sandra, London. It has to be edgy and sexy, I know.
Yeah, it has to be different. But anyway, enough about that. So this James Edwards guy, he got you into this whole pirate genre of hip hop?
No. I got him into it, but he produced. I told him, I was like, I want to make pirate music, and then like 2 weeks later, he's like, yeah, I got this track, and he like sent me this thing. Like I didn't even wasn't expecting it to be anything, and I was like, oh my god, this is it.
Did he get it from China?
No. He's from here. He's from Mass, but
Did he find the beat out there? Like, did he like? Because I know music's different there natively. It might lend to a good track, you know?
No, he just went to China like 2 weeks ago or something, and we didn't get to shoot the video yet, so I'm kind of bummed about that. But I don't know. I don't want to do it without him because, like, you know what I mean? He's like 50% of the whole thing, you know what I mean? So it would suck to do it without him, but I might just do it.
Well, you might be able to, hey, this is like the World Wide Web age. You want to be able to collaborate simultaneously no matter where he is, right?
Well, that's another thing that I'm starting. About 2 or 3 videos now with people across the country sending me footage, so maybe that's what it is. I just can't reach them. That's really, really what the problem is. I haven't even talked to them, so I don't know if they don't have Facebook or something.
Skype it. You might have limited internet access. I forgot.
You got to understand the thing about James Edwards. He's not like a regular dude. You know, he can like live without a cell phone and live in the woods and stuff. He's like a super hippie, but he's just like a musical genius. So he probably just loving not having a phone and a computer and all that stuff. And that's why he's just so brilliant. He doesn't care about the little things.
Well, then maybe he can send a messenger pigeon.
I'm just kidding.
That's awesome, though. I actually appreciate that a lot. I appreciate people that reject being hyper local every minute.
So he's gonna come back, and it'll all be well, and maybe he'll be like famous before he even knows it or something. I hope that happens. That's what I've made it to. You know.
This is super interesting. Like, where in China is he? Or whereabouts, anyways?
I'm not sure. I think he's, China, Chinese.
That's big.
Hong
Kong, like in Macau.
I haven't even talked to him yet. He just, like, I didn't even know he was going this soon. He just, like, post something on Facebook, like, hey, guys, I'm in China, so if you need to reach me, you can't.
Well, you don't have to say his university, but, like, go look at his university when we're done, and then look at their study abroad program, look at China. You can narrow it down. Hello?
You're good.
You got to know where your friends are. Come on. I'm just kidding. Giving me a hard time.
that is a lot of work. But
anyways, you have me very interested in all this, so I do want to see what comes of this. We can now tune into the song, but video is not yet been conceptualized. Is that it?
Yeah, not yet. But I have an Indiegogo up where you can donate to help get the video done. A little fundraising site. You can find me
at
Kyle Young. And if you want to help out, want to see the video reality, then, contribute. I'm going to make it happen either way, but, this will just speed up the process.
Hey, everybody out there, if you enjoy Kyle Young's music and like what he has in store, especially with this pirate business, then feel free to check him out on Indiegogo.com. Look him up, support his endeavors, and he is on a whole slew of other websites, so after we're done with this show, I'm going to arrange for you to send me your links, and I'll post them for tomorrow's post on my website. So for anybody who doesn't have a pen and paper handy, you all will be able to see those sites that were mentioned this evening on my website tomorrow for Monday's post. So, so that'll be really cool. I'm excited to check out this Diamond Rust movie with Fred Rowe. and your father's work come to life. And yeah, so do you have like one main site, like bkylieyoung.com?
I actually don't right now. I don't, but I mean, like, the best place to like hit me up, honestly, just like at me at, on Twitter at like thekylieyoung, and like I'm pretty good about responding and stuff, or like facebook.com/thekylieyoung. Just hit me there. You know, I'm still like working around my name and stuff before I, you know, set up an official website. So yeah, just tweet me or Facebook me.
Okay, everybody, tweet or Facebook, tweet at the Kyle Young. And I guess, well, yeah, I've had a great time speaking with you this evening. I'm glad we're able to have this interview.
Yep.
And he is a fellow Naked Girls Radio member. So everybody feel free to check out Naked Girls Radio for even more information. And there's also more of his songs. You can push play on his profile and tune in to the songs that he has available on his page on nakedgirlsradio.com. So once this show is over, which is within the next few minutes, everyone can continue listening to music, fun time, some audio erotica, all sorts of things at nakedgirlsradio.com. And keep the party going. Keep the pirate, like, free flag flying, waving, and drinking rum. Rum.
Rum all day. Rum and beer.
It reminds beer me, like, I don't know if it's on my current site, because I was with WordPress originally, like when I first started out my site, but I found this video on YouTube that was kind of funny. It was Why Is the Rum Gone? And it's like a remixed music video with Pirates of the Caribbean,
nice,
with Johnny Depp, and it's just, why is the rum gone? And it's all techno-y, kind of fun. So that, all that is lovely. It's interesting.
So if you're in right now, it's kind of the thing to be, so, you know. Join the gang or die.
Yeah,
true story.
You're either with the pirates or you're against the pirates. No.
Yep.
But anyways, alrighty. So as we come to a close this evening, I want to thank you once again. Everyone, feel free to check him out and Twitter him, tweet him, follow. And yeah, and stay tuned and check your theaters in the coming months or so for that Diamond Rough feature film and Peanut Butter and Mushrooms mixtape coming out even sooner.
Yep. Even sooner this Wednesday, DiamondRuffMovie.com. Rough is spelled R-U-F-F.
Okay, DiamondRuffMovie.com. So, thank you, Jess, out there. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Jess.
Naked Girls
Radio.
And, I will talk to you all same time, same place next week. And sweet dreams to you, Kyle Young.
Yeah, you too. You too. You keep it up. This is a great show. Love it. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, talk to you soon. Good night.
Yep. Night.
Hello, all you sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you.